It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
It is 6 o'clock once again here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and also online through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. This is Coach's Corner from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Always a busy night in downtown Madison. People on their way home, maybe out to get something to eat as well. But we're here in studio. We're hungry for Coach's Corner. I am your host, Paul Vold. Still to this point, 6 months into it, still have not gotten that intro fixed as well as JJ taking over fatherly duties back at home as well. Do not blame him as well as his son, soon to be a year old, less than a few weeks away, but that's neither here nor there. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. We got another great show lined up for you as always. Coming up later, we'll talk about the playoff picture for area girls high school basketball throughout the listening area and also previewing a little bit of the postseason on the boys' side. We'll talk with Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Drelin. He'll be back in studio. While our first guest here waiting just momentarily, McCook Central Montrose Fighting Cougars boys basketball coach Jeff Heisinger joining us over the phone as well, fresh off of practice and heading at home as well. Coach Heisinger now joining us over the phone. And Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, Paul. Thank you.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, we tried to get you on last week, but of course, you know, with school, the season, and also a whole bunch of major factors playing into effect. But we're more than happy to get you on the air right now, especially heading into your final game of the season. And also with the big effect of the weather that's going to be hitting the area as well. It's good to have you on sooner than later before the craziness of the postseason begins.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, Coach, also, you know, coming off your team as well, coming off most recently a loss on Monday, that was Mount Vernon Plankington. You know, 61-54, a close one in that respect, but also, you know, now making it three straight losses for your team. You know, just immediately, you know, what were some of your thoughts after that game against Mount Vernon Plankington on Monday?
Well, I thought we played really well. Mount Vernon's a pretty good team, and we had a chance in the fourth quarter, just fell a little short. We were playing without one of our top scorers. A couple guys stepped up that haven't played a lot of minutes yet this year. They came in. They got some great experience here heading into our final game of the regular season and then going here into the postseason.
Coach, you know, also you talked about a couple of those players stepping up in some situations, get some big minutes in that game towards the end of the year as well. You know, we were talking about at the beginning of the year when we had one of your early games against Howard. We had that matchup back in Salem all the way at the beginning of the year. Hard to believe that it's already towards the end of the postseason. And there is going to be more, unfamiliarity out on that court, you know, bringing back a fair amount of juniors and seniors, but also just getting them out on the court and getting experience was one of the big keys to your teams to the play of your team this season.
Right, you hit it right in the head there. We started out the season really inexperienced at a lot of spots. That first month was learning how to win games. If we could go back and play some of those early ones over, I think we might have a chance to come out on top in a few of them. But we kind of made that turn, and as the season progressed, here we had to put a couple of decent little streaks together, winning some games and playing well. Lately here we've had two or three tough ones in a row where we've played well. We've played well enough to win. We just haven't made those plays, especially down the stretch, to seal off that victory for us. And I hope that experience here will turn back the right way and hit those shots down the stretch that can give us a couple wins here when the postseason comes around.
Yeah, Coach, also now, you know, heading towards the postseason, but also most recently, you know, looking at, we were talking before the show as well, just off air, talking about, you know, these last couple of practices for your team, you know, up to as many practices have you been up to this point. I'm sure there's a couple of things that team's been kind of correcting a little bit since that game on Monday, and also in the middle of that three-game winning streak. You know, what are just some of those things that your team's just trying to stay more consistent with and try to get off this losing streak heading into your final game of the season?
Yeah, you know, well, we struggled. You know, we turned the ball over, didn't maximize possessions early in the season too much. You know, working on taking care of the basketball, understanding the difference between getting a good shot and taking it, or, you know, keep on working and getting that great shot, that higher percentage shot. Our boys have been working towards that. We've been executing that stuff more here as the season's progressed. And, you know, I think if we keep it going that direction, we'll see more success here this next week.
Yeah, and also talking about starting of next week, you know, with some of these players that have come up in big situations throughout the season, I'm sure we know about the seniors that we've seen over on our sister station over on Jammin' Country 103, you know, Kyle Tushin and also Bryce Smart playing a lot of minutes out on that floor, especially with being the seniors for your Fighting Cougars team. But also some other players have stepped up and filled out some roles out on the floor here that probably weren't at the beginning of the year picking up a lot of minutes. You know, just who has been some of those players that have picked up some of those key roles as this season has progressed?
Well, yeah, other than you mentioned Tushin and Smart are seniors that do get a lot of the minutes. There's a couple of juniors. Trey Anderson has stepped up, being able to score off the dribble for us. I think he's probably our best kid getting into the paint off the dribble, getting up and scoring for us, you know, creating his own shots. I think he's probably our best option there here down the stretch. On his last week or two, he's really gaining his confidence. Every day he's getting more and more confident in his abilities. And another junior, Riley Klinkhammer, he's a strong kid. He's our first option defensively against any of the skilled perimeter players that we play against on a given night. He's had to chase around a lot of guys that are going to take home some awards in the postseason. He's had a lot of tough matchups, and he does a great job with it. Starting out, another sophomore, Colton Lindstrom, is leading us in scoring and rebounding. Undersized post player. He's about 6'1.5". If he gets a good night's sleep and stretches out, he might be able to be 6'2". We can lie and put him at 6'2" in the program.
I was going to mention that he is listed at 6'2" on the roster, but I like the thinking on that one with the 6'2", Coach.
But yeah, he's an undersized post player, but he's got an unstoppable motor. He just plays hard. As a leading rebounder on the team, you know, you gotta play hard. You don't usually lead his team in rebounding without, you know, just working really, really hard. But he's developed some post game with his back to the basket. We can enter the ball into him at the block, and with his back to the basket, he can create some shots for himself, and he's created scoring that way. You know, last year as a freshman, he played a lot of minutes, but most of his scoring came on either just getting a dish from a guy that's penetrating off the dribble, or else he just, you know, get some rebounds and put them back. And he's been able to develop that part of his game, and really looking forward to that as he continues to grow and get older here.
Coach, also, too, you know, you had mentioned a little bit talking about the play of Colton Lindstrom. Even a couple of players that we have noticed, or I have certainly noticed in the last couple of games that I've done for your McCook team, even Colin Colbeck and even a couple of times Reagan Randall coming off the bench and supplying some of that inside presence as well. And it certainly seems with Colton Lindstrom only being a sophomore as well, he's kind of really starting to set up the presence that you have inside, whether it be, like you had mentioned, an undersized post player. But again, with that constant motor, seems to sometimes get that right matchup and be able to push his way right through the paint.
Right, he's been fantastic this year, and can't see any reason why he won't continue with that. You mentioned the other couple guys off the bench. Our first three guys off the bench are all sophomores. Tucker Seymour comes off the bench as the wing player, pretty good shooter, and we like it when he shoots it. He's been making some perimeter shots for us, and is one of our more reliable defenders out in the perimeter as well. And then Big Colbeck, the boys affectionately call him Big Country. I don't think they know Bryant Reeves, So we had to kind of tell them about Big Country Brian Reeves from back in the Oklahoma State days.
Yes,
sir. They looked him up, and they were watching a bunch of YouTube clips on him. So, So Big Country comes in, and he's a load down there. He's a good play. He's good at the block. He's rebounding. He led us in rebounding our last game here against Mount Vernon Plankinton. He can shoot it a little bit too. So yeah, he's we're looking forward to see what he can do for us. And then Isaac McCormick is kind of our backup point. He's the one that got a lot of minutes with Bryce Smart was out with a knee injury against Mount Vernon Plankinton, so McCormick got a lot of time off the bench as a backup point guard. He's a really good ball handler, can shoot it really well. He keeps on growing and getting bigger and stronger, and looking forward to see what he can do for us here down the next week or two here, and then in the future as he continues in the program.
Yeah, Coach, also talking about how the season has progressed here for your team overall, currently standing at the record of 8-11 as well, again, in that middle of that three-game losing streak. But also before that, you're on a nice three-game win streak and four wins in the last five games before that. But as the season has started off overall, you had one win in the first six games of your season. But again, your team kind of a fairly streaky team up and down as the season has gone on. But, looking at where you currently stand here with your 8-11 record, I'm sure there's a few things from the beginning of the year to this point that you learned, that adjustments as the season went on, things that have been some surprises as well. Just how's the season looked at as a whole overall for you and for your Fighting Cougars basketball team?
Right, we started off a little slow, and we kind of touched on, we were inexperienced, and we knew we had some ingredients there that we could eventually make a little noise, and if things went well, we should start winning some games, and that started happening. We started getting some wins, and then we hit. It's a long season. It's kind of a grind here. The boys have a lot of long nights in the gym and stuff, and so sometimes you get a little streaky. You get a couple losses in a row or here and there, and they fought through it, and this is when we get to the fun part of the year now, and all that hard work all year and all the time you put in and open gyms before the season and all the time you put in the summer with all the different camps and stuff you go to and everything. This is where, if we did everything right, hopefully we see some positive things and have a good end of the season peak here in the last week or two before as the postseason heads to us.
Yeah, Coach, also as we head towards the postseason as well, I'm sure the practices at this point, guys some of your players getting a little bit tired and also a little weary as well, but also having that nice little break here from Monday up until your game tomorrow night as well. Or excuse me, Friday night that game will be. But I'm sure the practices have gone through this point of the season as the competition level and also staying, with the endurance and everything, kind of holding up for your team to this point.
Yeah, we're fairly healthy. We had the one injury here with Bryce Smart being out on Monday, but it looks like he should be back and ready to go for Friday night. But yeah, I don't want to jinx anything, but things are looking like we're healthy and ready to roll for the stretch here.
Yeah, Coach, you definitely don't want to jinx anything at this point of the season, especially heading towards the end of the regular season. Looking at this point of the year now, heading into your final game of the season, which will be against Baltic as well, at Montrose as well. What are some things that your team's been just kind of staying a little bit consistent with these first couple of practices this week and looking towards that matchup against Baltic on Friday night?
Oh, it's a big night for us. We want to get back going the right direction before next Tuesday in the regions. The game's not going to change anything for us seed wise, but just the whole idea of winning again and getting the idea of winning games back in our boys' head and that positive feeling heading into the weekend. And we're going into our big first round game on Tuesday. It's senior night for the boys, so they're gonna wanna have their last game at home. Be a good one. So it's we've been focusing on getting things turned around the right way and having that positive stuff happening for us, before Tuesday.
Yeah, and Coach, also with Baltic, you know, also in the middle of a bit of a losing skid. Ever since the new year, it seems like only a couple of wins in the year of 2018. You know, from what you've seen from Baltic, have you done any advanced researching, which I'm sure you and your coaching staff, along with some of the players, have done? You know, what are some of the matchups that your team's going to be keying on against the Bulldogs come Friday?
Yeah, they've struggled here a little bit in the new year. It kind of surprised me, some of their scores. I saw them early in the year. They're in our conference, so at the conference tournament, we got to see them play a few games, and they played pretty well. They had some tough games, but they've got some tough matchups for us. They got a couple guys that can shoot it. I know Will Helmson's been playing for a few years now for them, and he can really shoot it. And they got a Polzine kid who can score for them. And a couple guys down the road there that can really put it in the basket. So they get it going, they get a little confidence. I don't think it'll be hard for them to shake off their couple losses and you know, really put it to us on Friday. So we got to get after them right when the ball's tipped.
Coach, as always, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and best of luck to your team coming on Friday and also heading towards the postseason as well. Hopefully we'll catch up with you then as well.
That'd be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Head coach from McCook Central Montrose Boys High School basketball team, Jeff Heisinger, joining us here on Coach's Corner this evening. Again, McCook Central Montrose playing host to Baltic in Montrose. That comes Friday night as well. And, of course, with always, you can stay up to date. Latest scores and schedules on our website at AmazingMadison.com. Through that area sports page, we are going to step away. When we come back, we got our next guest coming in studio, Dakota State University indoor track and field head coach Anthony Dreelin, talking about his team's performance after the conference championships and getting ready for nationals as well. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best AM 1390.